This is the Sean Hannity Show podcast.
As a matter of fact, we are, and that's why I'm buying my entire staff today Burger King Whoppers with cheese, French fries, and Cokes. Kevin, you're the intern. You got to go down and get the Whoppers with cheese, and I think everyone should get one. And here's this gets very interesting to me. Let me tell you what this is all about, because you've got Burger King. Say they struck this deal to buy Tim Hortons. Tim Hortons is a Canadian company for about $11 billion, and that would create the world's third largest fast food company, would accelerate the international expansion of the Canadian coffee and donut chains. They're like the Dunkin' Donuts or Krispy Kreme of Canada, depending on which donuts you like more. I like hot Krispy Kremes the best in terms of donuts, but I'll eat any donut, any place, anywhere, and I'll even eat Entenmann's donuts. I like them so much. Anyway, so they have come under heavy criticism. You got a Democratic senator by the name of Sherrod Brown of Ohio. Not that anybody really gives a rip what he thinks, and he's done nothing of significant that I can think of off the top of my head. Anyway, he said Burger King's decision to abandon the United States. Well, they're not abandoning them. They're going to keep their stores here. I like Whoppers with cheese. I'm going to double my consumption of Whoppers with cheese just because it pisses off liberals. Anyway, it means consumers should turn to Wendy's old-fashioned burgers or White Castle sliders, said Sherrod Brown. Then you got Rhino Joe Scarborough over there at NBC News. He's saying the same thing. He may join the boycott. Now, the reason is that in the United States, the corporate tax rate is 40%. In Canada, it's 26%. So in other words, they're going to save an awful lot of money. The effective corporate tax rate in the U.S., which combines national, state, city-level tax rates, is nearly 40%, which is the highest across all 34 Organization for Economic Cooperation Development member countries. Canada, by comparison, is just 26, just over 26%. So by doing this deal, well, Burger King's going to make more money. And they're going to keep their stores in the U.S., I guess, unless people stop buying Burger King. But Burger King makes a great product. I don't see why people would stop buying Burger King because they have joined forces with a Canadian company and they're going to pay less taxes. It's got a lot of liberals really angry about this. Now, billionaire Warren Buffett, who's a good friend of Obama's, now he has said that rich people should pay more in taxes. I think the people at the high end, people like myself, should be paying a lot more in taxes. We have it better than we've ever had it. Now, I don't have a problem with adding a box to our tax forms that says I want to voluntarily give more money. I personally don't want to give the government another red cent because the government takes about 60 cents of every dollar, state, local, federal taxes, property taxes, sales taxes. You add all up, I'm paying, 60 cents of every dollar that I make to the government. Anyway, so it's got liberals all up in arms saying that they're not going to buy Burger King anymore, which is probably good because then I don't have to wait online as long and I'll buy twice as many. Anyway, joining us, Mark Levine, constitutional lawyer, is with us. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Sean? Are you going to send your intern to Toronto to get that Burger King?
No, I'm sending my intern to the local Burger King here in New York City.
Well, if you're going to send them in New York City, don't you think that Burger King should pay New York City taxes the way you have to?
No, I'm sure Burger King is still going to pay whatever relevant taxes are applicable to them doing business in the United States, but their company, their corporate headquarters, is moving from the United States to Canada. And based on how much money they're going to save, I can't say I blame them.
They're moving their headquarters to avoid U.S. federal corporate taxes.
They're doing.
And we should not have a tax code that allows them to do that. If they have.
Well, wait a minute. If I move from
America?
California, if I move from California to Texas or Florida, because the state income tax in California is 13.5%, or if I move to New York where it's nearly 10%, and I move to Florida or Texas, and I do it specifically to save money, it's legal, right?
It's legal, but
okay. Am I abandoning New York? The answer is yeah.
If you do business in California, you still have to pay California income tax on the income you earn from California, even if
you missed. Listen. This is not complicated. So try and think. Try and focus on what we're talking about here. I am saying that if I move from New York or from California to Texas or Florida, so I didn't have to pay taxes, would I be somehow avoiding those taxes? The answer is yeah. If I'm doing it for that reason, I am
paying California taxes if you still do business in California.
Oh, my God. If I make the decision on income taxes to move from California, New York to Florida, Texas, and I get a new job there, wouldn't that be something legal and, frankly, smart to do? In other words, if I can
packing up and abandoning America, if Burger King
not abandoning America,
Canada, and closing down all its businesses in America, I'd be fine with it paying Canadian taxes. But what it's doing is it's selling burgers to you, Sean, in New York City, and paying Canadian tax rates on it. And I think that's un-American.
You think it's un-American? I think you're missing the whole point. I think what's quintessentially American is no taxation without representation. Do you know we fought a revolution in this country? Do you know what the tax we were fighting over was? A 3% tax. You got to look at 40% versus 26%.
Sean,
the fundamental problem is government spends too much, they take too much, and now they have created an incentive for corporations to leave the country. Now they're not going to leave the country.
And I want to close that incentive. I want you to join.
Of course you do, because
if you do business in America, you should pay taxes in America.
They're going to pay They'll pay all applicable taxes in America. They'll pay all their applicable taxes, but they're not going to pay their corporate headquarter taxes because they're not going to be a corporation from America anymore.
Well, they're still a corporation from America.
No, they're not. No, legally and every other way, they're not going to be.
Burger King. There are companies that go and they buy this tiny Irish company that forms 1% of their business and they move their headquarters even though they got 99% of
the business.
So you're
missing the whole point.
Every
month on this program, on my radio show, and this radio show is right above Rockefeller Center, okay? And I'm overlooking the skating rink at Rockefeller Center. And
beautiful.
In the last year, we've had a lot of visits in studio from governors like Rick Perry and Rick Scott and Bobby Jindal and others. Why do you think they're up here in New York? What do you think they're doing? Why do they keep visiting New York? Do you think they like the restaurants? Do you think they want to go sightseeing? Do you think they want to meet with family and friends? Why do you think those governors are here?
They want to steal New York business.
No, I wouldn't say steal. I would say...
Fine. Bring. But you know what?
And guess what's happening? And guess what's happening?
Even though it has higher taxes.
Guess what's happening? All these businesses are leaving New York, New Jersey, Illinois... And they're moving to states like Florida and the Carolinas and Texas and Louisiana.
New York, New Jersey, Illinois, they're all richer than
no,
Texas
actually,
and Florida.
They're not.
They have higher GDPs per person.
No,
they do better business, even though they're blue states.
Listen, you're missing the point. They have lower unemployment. They have less unemployment in these states, number one. Number two, those states have
greater poverty.
Can I finish? Those states have balanced budgets, which you can't say in states like New Jersey and New York, especially when you count unfunded liabilities and pensions that the unions force them to pay. And what you've lost in the state of New Jersey is trillions of dollars of wealth. Same thing in New York. You know what state was the largest state to lose people in the census, the last census? New York. Why? Because of its high confiscatory tax rates. And here's what liberals like you aren't getting, that this confiscatory system that is now created a disincentive for people to not only live in high-tax states, but now to even live in a high-tax country, and that's forcing businesses like Burger King to make very radical decisions like this because they can no longer afford to pay the taxes that this country is burdening them with. So you ought to really join with me and recognize that a 40% rate, which is the highest in the industrialized world, ought to be reduced so we can create jobs, incentivize businesses to stay and to build and to grow here in the United States. That's where the problem comes in.
Can I get a word edgewise now?
I guess.
Thank you. Here's what conservatives don't get. If you don't like the tax rates, fine. We can have a whole discussion over tax rates and why 75% of U.S. corporations pay no taxes at all, meaning that 40% tax rate is an effective tax.
Hang on a second. I got to take a bite of my Whopper.
All right. Enjoy it.
I got extra cheese, which I really like. It's really delicious.
If you don't like U.S. tax rates, then we can talk about U.S. tax rates. But I think it's un-American to have a law that allows companies that do business in America not to pay taxes in America.
Listen, you can scream this as loud as you want. I don't really care. But I'm just telling you what is quintessentially American is that Americans don't like to pay high taxes and the government has gotten too big. They squander too much money.
Let me finish.
Listen, not only do they tax people like me 60 cents of every dollar I make, but they tax every other working American out of their mind. But then they go and they double that by stealing from our kids and our grandkids, which is now Obama having accumulated more debt than every other president before him combined. He once said it's irresponsible and unpatriotic. Are you calling the president unpatriotic?
If you want to get a discussion on whether tax rates are too high, we could talk about tax.
I asked you, is $17 trillion in debt.
Shouldn't Americans pay their taxes?
Excuse me.
Or should they not
pay
their taxes?
I pay all my taxes. You know why I pay my taxes? Because I don't want to be handcuffed, perp walked.
Don't go to Toronto.
Excuse me.
Don't go to Toronto. Don't go to Vancouver. Don't leave this country, Sean.
What about Warren Buffett? Warren Buffett. Let's play Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett.
No, let's play him. He's going to make 9% on the $3 billion he's lending Burger King for this deal. The same guy that said this.
It's just gotten way out of hand because tax rates are so low in certain countries. And there's some companies, particularly if you're dealing with intellectual property or that sort of thing, where you can set up a rationale for the earnings really taking place in Ireland or, you know, Bermuda or someplace like that when they're really originating in a large part here. And those companies pile up huge cash balances and then they say, well, they can't bring them back because they'd have to pay a tax. And they say, you know, give us a tax-free period and we'll bring them back. But, of course, that would just induce them to do more of that over there once they find out they can get away with getting the money back here. It's a crazy situation, but it's developed over the years. And that part of the tax code is really going to have to get looked at hard at some point.
So I have a question. When Warren Buffett says that, you know, people should be paying a lot more in taxes, and then he goes off and he funds this Burger King deal that you're calling un-American, does that make Warren Buffett, who's making it possible, un-American?
What's wrong is a tax code.
I asked you a question. I didn't ask you about the tax code.
And not pay taxes.
I asked you a question. Now, I know you're a liberal. Listen, I know you're a liberal. Focus. He said,
I think he's absolutely right.
Warren Buffett is making this Burger King deal that you have described as un-American possible by investing $3 billion of the $11 billion needed. He is making 9% profit on this, which is a pretty high rate of return in this day and age. So my question to you is very simple. Is he unpatriotic for allowing this Burger King deal to happen with his money?
No, conservatives are unpatriotic to allow this to happen in the law.
Conservatives are unpatriotic.
He's absolutely right. We need to change the law.
You are such a liberal. You are such a hack. You are such a intellectually dishonest liberal. It's almost funny.
Why is it dishonest? Sean, can you?
Because you know what? You know what you're afraid to do? You're afraid to say that Warren Buffett is a hypocrite. I'll say it.
Sean,
somebody's got to say it around here. You're not going to say it.
How about this? If a company does 90% of its business in America and 10% in Canada, it should pay 90%.
Listen, let me tell you right now. If I
Canada, can we agree on that?
I'll tell you. Let me tell you this. If I knew somebody that had worked their whole life, like, say, I have, or somebody that paid all their money in taxes, paid every dime like I do, and at the end of their life they were facing a 50% death tax, and they had an opportunity to move to a country with no death tax and give up their American citizenship so they can give their money to their kids, and they did that, I wouldn't blame them, because I think it's license stealing by the government.
I blame them.
I wouldn't.
You're born in America, and you have all the benefits of America.
And you paid taxes your whole life.
American roads.
And you paid taxes your whole life, and then the little bit you get to save, you ought to be able to keep and give to your kids.
You know what? You can give $10 million tax-free a couple can give to their kids.
Excuse me.
I think that's a lot of money for kids to live on.
You know what? I don't need liberals like you lecturing anybody about how much is good and fair and decent and this and that. You know, you little liberals, you feel like you want
to
pick everybody's pocket because you're too damn lazy to go out and earn it yourself. Go to work. Save your own money. Stop stealing from other people. You have basically allowed the government to steal money for you. That's what you're doing. You've hired them. They're the ones that pick everybody's pocket. They redistribute it the way you like, and then you're happy. And anyone that doesn't give you any more is considered greedy and selfish. It's ridiculous. All right, stay right there. We'll get calls in here from Mark Levine when we come back. 800-941-SEAN is our toll-free telephone number if you want to be a part of the program.
Hannity Headlines, a bite-sized version of the show that you can take with you anywhere you go. To sign up today for Hannity Headlines, go to Hannity.com.
All right, when we come back, more with this radical so-called attorney, Mark Levine. We'll continue with him, and we'll get back into the issue of Burger King. Is it really possible that it's un-American to leave America's high taxation for Canada, yet the person that's funding it is a great American? That makes no sense to me. Anyway, tonight, Hannity, 10 Eastern on Fox, we've got the great one, Mark Levin, is going to join us. The latest American killed fighting for ISIS. as the Obama administration downplaying the threat of ISIS. We'll get to all that tonight. ISIS versus America. We'll ask Senator McCain, and you'll meet a radical imam tonight. Anjum Chowdhury is going to be on. We have our great American panel, and we have Joe Arpaio, 10 Eastern, Hannity, Fox.
We know you never want to miss the Sean Hannity Show. And now you never have to. Just sign up for Hannity Headlines, a bite-sized version of the show that you can take with you on your laptop, your mobile phone, everywhere you go, even to your liberal in-laws' place in Vermont.
So, yeah.
And after a few hours of that, you'll be glad you brought Sean along. To sign up today for Hannity Headlines, go to Hannity.com.
All right, 25 till the top of the hour. Well, now we've got Burger King. They're going to align with Tim Hortons, and their corporate headquarters are going to move from the U.S. to Canada in large part because of the corporate tax rate difference from 40% to 26%. Mark Levine is with us, and not to be confused with the great one, Mark Levin, who will be on Hannity tonight on TV. All right, let me ask you this question. So let me just make sure I understand this. The deal that Burger King is making with Tim Hortons that will change their corporate headquarters and move it from the U.S. to Canada, where they have a lower corporate tax rate, you define that as un-American. But you praise as a great American Warren Buffett, who says people like him don't pay enough in taxes. You praise him even though he is literally funding this deal to make the deal happen with a guaranteed 9% rate of return that I read. He's not un-American. Only the company's un-American. That's what you're saying.
He hasn't left America. He's still paying his taxes.
He didn't leave America. No. You're missing. No, I'm not going to let you.
The law. I want to be very clear. The problem is the law that allows this to happen.
All right. Here's my point. But he is making a 9% profit. He is making the deal happen. He is making it possible for Burger King to move. They have the investor money to move because of Warren Buffett. So he is a great American, but Burger King, that's doing the deal and borrowing the money from Buffett, they're un-American. I just want to understand your liberal mind.
Buffett is arguing for a change in the law. He's right about the change in the law.
Did I ask you about the law? Hang on. Let me help you focus your attention. You have liberal.
To leave its money out in the open.
You've heard of ADHD? We got LDHD. You know, so focus on what I'm saying. So I want to get clear here. Burger King un-American, but the guy that makes the deal happen and funds the deal, he's a great American.
Law is un-American for allowing this.
No. You call Burger King un-American.
To change in the law.
You notice these guys now.
So Burger King is using a legal loophole that I don't.
Not a loophole. Well, okay. So then change the law. Get the law changed. But
exactly.
They're doing something very legal that doesn't make it.
The law, Sean.
Wait a minute.
Let's you and I agree on.
When Bill Clinton,
law.
Your buddy, who you know, you're a big ass kisser of Bill Clinton, you know, when he donated his underwear. You know, his old underwear to charity to write it off on his taxes. That wasn't a legal loophole. Do you think anybody wants his old underwear?
I'm not aware of the Bill Clinton underwear loophole.
What about that
sure
you know, he was a cheapskate with his. You know, liberals are only generous with other people's money. All right, now let me ask you the next question. So I pay a federal tax rate of 40%. I have a state tax rate of just shy of 10%. Then I've got sales taxes. Then I've got hidden taxes. And then I'm in the second highest property tax county, the county that I grew up in my life, and I pay a fortune there. So did I say to cry for me?
Well, you're making millions, aren't you, Sean? Tens of millions, hundreds of millions?
How much
are you making?
I make a lot more than you because I'm worth a lot more than you. So how's that?
You can pay a lot more taxes.
So here's my question to you. It's none of your business how much money I make, but here's my question.
Exactly.
I pay.
The reason you pay so much taxes.
Excuse me.
You make so much money.
Can I ask
the
question?
True.
I pay 60 cents of every dollar I make to government. At what point do you say enough is enough? In other words, should I be paying 70 cents out of every dollar, 80 cents out of every dollar, 50?
60's fine.
60's fine with you.
So yeah, but you know what? Eisenhower charged 90. So even Nixon Reagan higher rates.
What you're talking about is a top rate. Reagan dropped the top marginal rates in the course of his presidency from 70 to 28%.
He did in 1986.
But the difference,
first 6 years.
That's a cute argument, but it's not going to fly because the percentage of people that had the wealth that was ever taxed at that top rate, literally they were like a dozen. People. There weren't many people. But now
people like you, Sean.
But now we're talking about the average American. that is now
it's not the average American
that has a mom and a dad working and that
they're not paying 60%.
That went to college and that have professions. And maybe they're making $100,000 a year each, and they live in a city like New York that's hardly rich, but they're paying the top marginal rates, both state, local, and federal. So, excuse me. That's just a fact, Mark.
You got to make more than $400,000 to pay the top federal rate.
No, wrong. $200,000, $250,000. You're wrong again. So, get your facts right. Now, the third thing is I just think this really reveals a lot about you. And that is that this is your Karl Marx agenda, which is to each American according to his need, from every American according to their ability. And if it's 60 cents out of every dollar so that you can fund and be generous with other people's money, you have no problem empowering your government to threaten to take people like me off to jail if I don't pay my taxes. And
Sean,
I do pay them.
Get the wrong idea. The top federal income rate is 39.6%.
40%.
It's only on income over $400,000. We liberals wanted 250.
And what is it for couples? I was talking about a couple that makes $250,000 a year. They're in that top marginal rate. Thank you very much.
$250 a year, yes, they are.
No, if they make a combined $250 a year.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That's true.
So the point is that at some point you're generous with other people's money. You want to empower your government to take and take and take. And even that's not enough, because that's why we have $18 trillion now in debt. That's why we have $100 trillion in unfunded liabilities.
We have the greatest income inequality we've had since the 1920s.
Income inequality.
You think that a poor kid should be able to go to school, should be able to get a job,
every kid
in America, or only the rich?
Well, the number of people in poverty doubled under Obama. The number of people on food stamps doubled under Obama.
It's much lower,
The labor participation rate is the lowest since 1978 or under Obama, and the debt has doubled under Obama. So everything's doubled under Obama. So all his redistribution policies haven't resulted in people working or getting out of poverty.
Won't let him. That's why the top rate is $400,000, not $250,000.
Americans won't let him.
That's right.
Americans won't let him.
Here's the thing that I'm trying to understand. How can you support a corporation that does 90% of its business in America? Let's just take Burger King out of it.
I don't blame Burger King.
90% of
because the problem
America,
is big government.
Canada, do you think they should pay 100% of their taxes to Canada, or should it be 90%
I personally
America, 10%
think
Canada?
I think the limit should be state, local, federal taxes, no more than 25% at max.
American corporations should pay it. Can we agree on that?
Well, they will pay every tax they're legally bound to pay. If they're working in New York City and they have business in New York City, they'll pay New York City tax.
I think a company that does 90% of its business in America should be legally bound to pay.
So what are you going to do? You're never going to get a Whopper again if you're on a highway and you pass a Burger King and you're really hungry?
I like Wendy's. I'm very happy with Wendy's. It's a good American company. It's based in Ohio.
Okay.
And I think they make better burgers. So I'll stick with Wendy's. Thank you.
So I'm going to double down on my Burger King buy.
I'll get a triple Wendy's then.
Listen, I like Wendy's too. Wendy's burgers
are
great.
A good Ohio company.
I like Wendy's. I'll eat Wendy's. I'll eat McDonald's too, and I'll eat White Castle. I wish I could eat it all every day, but I can't.
Sean. Can we agree on changing this law and simply making whatever the tax rate is? You want the tax rate to be lower, fine, but at least American companies should pay taxes in America. Is that fair?
Let's get to the phones here. Let's say hi to Jan in Alberta, Canada. How are you, Jan?
For taking my call, I would like to give you a little bit of background. I didn't hear about this merger between Burger King and Tim Hortons until yesterday when I was driving to work. And there's a little bit of some people in Canada are not too happy about it. They're thinking, oh, they're going to change our Tim Hortons. You know, maybe the coffee is not going to be the same, donuts, et cetera, et cetera. But I would have to say that what's happening is that Canada is not losing Tim Hortons. Burger King is moving north.
That's correct.
And I think it's a very smart idea for them. Tim Hortons is a gold mine. It is the number one seller of coffee and
donuts
in Canada. And we had a radio host on the show I was listening to when I was driving to work, and he was trying to explain this. And one of the Financial Post economists came on and said that 8 out of 10 coffees that are sold in Canada come from Tim Hortons.
You know what? I'm gonna go out of my way to get Tim Hortons coffee.
Smart idea for Burger King.
You know what? I'm not against Burger King buying Tim Hortons or going to Canada. My concern is only that they pay their legal share of American taxes, and that legal share, the law should be changed so that they pay the percentage of the business they do in America.
You know what? I love that Burger King said, "Screw you! I'm not putting up with your high taxes." I'm so happy for them. Back to our phones. Horace is a liberal. He owns his barbecues, Thompson Brothers Barbecue in Smyrna, Georgia. And by the way, his food is excellent. I believe it or not, Mark, I actually eat at a liberal rib place when I go to Atlanta.
I'm glad to hear that, Sean.
Yeah, but Horace is a good man. He's just misguided. Even he's probably disenchanted with Obama by this point. You pay a lot in taxes, Horace?
We pay our fair share.
Pay your fair share? Yeah, now let me tell you.
That's all I'm asking Burger King to pay their fair share.
They do pay their fair share. But they're going to pay
They're
going to have to Canada because America charges too much.
Yeah,
well, you know what? I'm an American.
It's a loophole. It's a loophole. You use it. You have.
That's right.
Exactly.
And by the way, if Thompson Brother Barbecue could move to Canada and it would save you, let's say, $100,000 a year, would you think about it, Horace?
In a heartbeat.
And by the way, Horace is a liberal. Horace rarely agrees with me. Mark, you know why?
We need to change the code.
No, you don't need to change the code.
We need to change the code and make businesses that do business in America pay taxes.
All right, I agree with you. We should change the code and charge less for corporate taxes. That's what we ought to do.
If you make all corporations pay, I can agree to lower tax rates.
Okay, make them lower than Canada. And then, how about this? If we make them lower than Canada, then we can entice Canadian companies to move here.
But you still have to keep it competitive so that you keep American companies wanting to stay here because it has to be profitable. It has to be lucrative.
And it's hard in the rib business, isn't it?
Oh, it's tough, yeah.
It's tough.
Definitely.
And by the way, and I've tried to help you these many years with free commercials, haven't I, Horace?
You have.
I have.
No question about it.
And
Sean definitely is. He's one of our best customers.
Who's helped you more in the last 7 years, me or Obama? Be honest.
Oh, by far you.
Not even close. Now, I've gotten thousands of people jobs with our Get America Back to Work campaign. I think I've created more jobs than Obama.
I don't think so, Sean.
You don't even know what my campaign is. You don't even know what you're talking about.
I know that the millions of jobs Obama's created.
He has not created. We have the lowest labor participation rate since 1978. If you add all the people that we don't count in the unemployment number anymore, we have a net creation of 135,000 jobs since he's been president. Most of the new jobs that have been created are created in spite of him in North Dakota and Texas.
As you recall, Sean, George Bush lost us jobs. We had a net increase.
No,
in jobs.
You're wrong again, but I don't have enough time on the face of this earth.
2009.
All right, let's go to Lisa, Dayton, Ohio. What's up, Lisa? How are you?
Sean, hey, I'm heading to Burger King tonight for dinner.
Yeah, get the Whopper with cheese like we did.
Ooh, I like the chicken fries.
You like the chicken fries? I haven't had those.
Well, I have to take offense to Mr. Levine's comment that conservatives are unpatriotic. I pay my fair share.
And
the law does need to be changed. Rates need to be coming down. They need to be lower.
I'm just saying Burger King should pay its fair share, just like you do.
They paid their fair share. Now they want to pay less, so they're moving. Don't you get it? Wake up.
But they still have business in America.
You know,
if they want to move, they need to close up their shops in America.
Are you saying all foreign companies have to leave and not do business in America?
I think foreign companies.
You want to start a trade war now?
Foreign companies should pay a percentage of their taxes to America. If you do 20% of your business here, pay 20% taxes.
Pay
90%
taxes. There's no end to the amount of other people's money you want to spend. That's what you're basically saying. Ken is in Dallas, Texas. Thank you, Lisa.
Taxes for doing business in America.
Ken, how are you?
Hey, Mark, you're fighting the good fight.
I'm trying.
You're losing because you conveniently ignore facts like all liberals do. First of all, Burger King's got nearly 14,000 franchises worldwide. A little over 7,000 are in the U.S. Second of all, 88% of Burger King's corporate revenue is from franchise fees. And the majority of the taxes paid on the revenue that each Burger King franchise generates does get paid to local, state, and federal taxes, and they provide the jobs. So y'all trying to politicize this is only going to hurt the very constituency that you claim to represent. That's the small business owner who owns the franchise. It's the people that work for him. It's the whole distributorship line of all the people that provide goods and services to each franchise. Every time y'all try to politicize something, you hurt the economy. You hurt America.
What about that's a good point. I didn't think of that, Ken. Great point. What about the poor guy that delivers the burgers to Burger King? What about the poor guy that works as a clerk you know, and cashier at Burger King, or works the drive-through window. What about them? If your big boycott takes effect there, Mark, what about all those people you're going to hurt?
I supported a boycott. Oh. I said I supported changing the law, which allows people to corporations to avoid taxes.
But you said you're not going to You said you're not going to Burger King anymore.
I don't. I'm not.
All right, so you don't care anyway.
I prefer Wendy's.
And if liberals like yourself are effective in this campaign, you're going to hurt the little guy. I thought you liberals cared about the liberal little guy.
Burger King should pay its taxes for doing business in America.
I think I'm going to go. I think I'm going to have a Whopper with cheese for dinner too. I'm going to have two Whoppers with cheese today, two French fries from Burger King, and two Cokes. All right, I'm going to double down on my Whopper usage. All right, Levine, thank you. 800-941-SEAN, toll-free telephone number. You want to be a part of the program. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. Hannity tonight, the very latest, the danger that ISIS poses to the rest of the free world. We'll check in with the great one, Mark Levin, tonight, 10 Eastern on Hannity. Also, Senator McCain's take as he is opposing the president, and he's reacting to the clear and present danger of ISIS. Also, check in with a radical imam. What does this guy really think about the beheading? It was one of his friends that did it. And then we have the rise of radical Islam versus the rise of anti-Semitism, Joe Arpaio, and much more. 10 Eastern, Hannity, Fox News.